Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Second hour of our Super Bowl, Puppy Bowl, and Getting Bowl edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the second Sunday of February, so that means it's our healing show and bioenergetic synchronization, best therapy, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And I'm ready and waiting for your phone calls so they can do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And looking like Nathan, phone lines are open?
They are completely open right now. So if you want to give us a call and get into the show nice and quickly, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free in Washington State. It's 888-298-5569.
All righty. So while we are waiting for you guys to get to your phones and give us a ring, thinking here, probably we let's take advantage of having a little bit of time here and talk a little bit about best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing. And I want to, so I don't forget, because I always don't, I remember it when we're in the middle of something and I can't say anything. When Linda is working with one of you folks and doing a treatment, for the rest of us human animals listening, if we tune into what Linda's saying and imagine it for ourselves, we can receive a surrogate healing related to us. So when she says, like, think of the most important thing in your life that you want to heal, well, you think of what's most important for you, and then you do what she's telling you to do, and it's amazing that you kind of get to get a healing session yourself related to that sort of thing. Nels, you want to give us, or Linda, who wants to give us a brief explanation of
I
what
think we
is
usually start with me, so we should go with Linda this time.
Linda? Okay. Oh,
All right.
Linda, what is
So,
best bioenergetic synchronization technique?
yeah, it's a comprehensive technique for balancing the energy within any living thing. And it was designed to work with humans initially and then extended through Nels's work and the work of the Mortars and other people to animals. And it's all about connecting energy that has somehow gotten off track, and that somehow is usually some sort of fight or flight interference from some sort of a threat that has come into the living system. And so what we're doing is we're reconnecting that energy so that it can flow the way it's supposed to. And the reason that healing usually follows is because the body is already designed to heal. It's just that these traumas get in the way. They set up another structure that blocks the normal flow of energy. And I'm going to turn it over to Nels.
Hey, okay. So, and just to kind of piggyback onto that, the fight or flight response is a high priority, and in fact, our highest priority response, because it's about survival. And so with a survival issue, the body's going to do things that are generally about surviving in the moment, and it lets the health maintenance aspect of life go for a while. So digestion can be affected, the ability of the body to rebalance and heal itself can be affected. So that's why it's such a comprehensive kind of a approach that we take with BEST and with neuroenergetic balancing, which is just really my adaptation of BEST for animals. And so it's going to bring healing because it just restores the health maintenance functions back to the body.
Well, and it also, one thing that you've helped me explain better, because not only are you working on balancing the physical body and then the body can work on healing itself, but this kind of work also helps with behavior issues, with emotional issues. And I've always explained, as a behavior therapist, with dogs, I've always explained to people that dogs tend to generalize, assume, and flashback. If it happened this way once, it's always going to happen that way, sort of thing. But there's actually something more going on than just that. And Nels has explained that when taking a dog, for example, goes through a traumatic situation or something that really scares them or it's a problem, their nervous system gets stuck in that fight flight mechanism. And so that's where it stays. And once that happens, then, like Nels was explaining and Linda, that the body can't heal itself and do what it needs to do or be in balance. And then if that dog is confronted or experiencing a similar situation, instead of being able to deal with it on, you know, in person or, you know, at currently, the nervous system is reacting to the old stuff. And so Dr. Nils has developed with our animal friends anyway, what he calls the Rasmussen reset, which is touching certain points that brings that nervous system back into balance and unsticks it, so to speak, so it can deal with it currently and reasonably. And it makes a huge, huge difference. So did that make sense, Dr. Nils, and what I was saying?
I think you've got it, Martha.
Okay. And then, Linda, with humans, the same sort of thing can happen. But you're not, like, doing a Rasmussen reset necessarily. But with the work that you're doing with humans accomplishes the same thing with humans in balancing their nervous systems as the reset would do with the dogs. Is that kind of correct?
Yeah, and there actually is, I mean, there is, it's all a reset.
Okay. But,
you know, Nels really refined it down to some really specific areas for the animals that he's supporting. For people, the deal with people is our minds are really, they're beautiful and magnificent, and they so totally can throw us into fight or flight and keep us there because of our brain thinks it knows everything.
and our minds are very powerful.
It takes those threats and really starts seeking, looking for more. And so part of the process of healing for people is to not only release whatever's there in the moment, but also to take a different approach to how they use their mind so that they recruit their mind to look for evidence of the goodness of the experience and get learning out of whatever was traumatic so that they are no longer burdened by the experience as the one survival event. It's more like, oh, because this happened, I now understand, you know, whatever it was. And so it actually is a way to rewire ourselves around that event, which creates that lasting effect.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. And it's what, you know, I'm always harping on: thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And we can really mess up the detail by negative thinking. So it can help shift your energy to a more positive, or you're in your mind to a more positive thinking. And also the affirmations that Linda gives, it gives you a way to keep your mind focused on the positive and what is, as opposed to the negative. Because it's amazing how powerful we are with our minds. And just most of us just don't really know that, understand that yet. All righty then. It seems like we have a choice here, Nathan. I think Stacy kind of zoomed in here first, and then we've got caller on the line. Hopefully Teresa and Richard can wait. We zoom in with Stacy.
Yeah, they said either way, so I guess Stacy, I guess the choice is yours. Do you have to be somewhere, or do you want to take your first spot in line?
Oh, we can, if the caller wants to go first, that's fine.
Okay, let's go ahead and put the caller in here.
Well, all right, then. And we actually have two. We've got Teresa and Richard from Ilwaco, and those are our doodles. And I'm, because of what I just said to you all, okay, thought directs energy, I am not going to refer to them the way that they were referred to in the first email that they sent me, because I don't want to get that energy going again. Anyway, Teresa and Richard with the doodles down south. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, good to talk to you. It's just me today.
Oh, just you, Teresa? Okay.
Yeah.
And gosh, it's good to talk to you. I don't think we talked to you last month.
I listened shyly last month.
All right. And you, of course, have the two doodles that had gotten out of control and had the problems with neighbors. Goat and so forth, and we've been on an intensive behavior modification and training stuff. And Nels has been working with them. Natasha chimed in with all of this, and you guys have been working your tails off. Tell us how's it been going with these kids?
They are doing wonderful. They are different dogs. We're a different family. We still have
standing
Mangles.
O from Martha.
We still Go have thanks to Aunt Martha. We still have Mango in training. She works one on one with the trainer that we that I worked with, and that's going real well.
And what about Mowgli?
Mowgli's doing awesome. He's pretty laid back. He's go with the flow. They're just different dogs.
Isn't it amazing how they change when you understand what works and what doesn't for them and how to give them the leadership and the direction that they need? Some people get worried about that. If I lower the boom and I'm a leader and control everything, my dogs won't be happy. But I think you can probably attest to the fact that your dogs are much happier and much better balanced going through this process, wouldn't you say?
They are. They are. Yep.
And your family is much better.
Right. Right. It's been better. And God bless you. We are now going into a new phase. Our daughter is expecting her first baby. And as you know, she lives with us.
Okay, I was going to say, is that the one that lives with you? Okay, so
it is. So
we got a bun in the oven.
We do. So we've got some new energy, and she's been working hard researching how to introduce her three huskies to this new little man when he arrives in July.
All right. I was just going to say, is she the one that has the huskies?
Yes.
And how have you done it? Have you been able to integrate Mango and Mowgli with the huskies yet?
We're still doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Stu's more comfortable with it than I am because our doodles tend to be overly protective with me. So it's a little bit more challenging, but it's been going better. We're working on that.
All right. So we'll have Dr. Nels can tune in to Mango and Mowgli. Have you still got connections with them, Dr. Nels? Do you need anything more to be able to connect?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So Dr. Nels will start working on the dogs. And then, Teresa, I'm assuming that you'd like a session with Linda?
I would love one, yes.
All righty. Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hi, Teresa. It's so exciting to hear all the good news. So let's just bring ourselves into a peaceful place, thinking about a beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to invite you to think about a person who has been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's more than one, just select one that you'd like to focus on right now. And that goes for our listening audience as well. Somebody you've had on your mind a lot lately. And notice if any feelings arise as you're thinking about that person. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on a feeling of dread. And we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace dread with the feeling of truthful, being full of truth, truthful. And the number two. And when this word truthful comes up, just for everybody who's listening, it usually is about the stories that we're telling ourselves, what kind of stories we may have made out of our experience. And so it just heightens our awareness that that's what we do. So we're thinking truthful too. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Just very long inhale, followed by a very long exhale. Truthful too.
Teresa, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking truthful too. Truthful too. Truthful. Two.
Perfect, Teresa. Breathe normally with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking about that person. And that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation for you. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of truthful. And again, when you're thinking about this, it's about really embracing your understanding that there may be stories that you've been telling yourself about yourself that maybe need to be reexamined because we may want to change those stories.
That makes sense. Wow. That makes so much sense, more than you know. You hit the nail on the head. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Huge.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Well, it looks like, Nels was still working, but did you, he's finished. So, Dr. Nels, anything to report on Mango and Mowgli?
Well, I started with Mango. She jumped up first and said, me. So we got that.
I think she does that.
Yeah. And we got her rebalanced. And Mowgli needed some as well, although it didn't seem to be quite as much as Mango did. But I dimly recall that first call. And it seemed like, not so scrambled. Things doing better.
All right. Wonderful. Great. Wonderful.
Great. We're all feeling that. That's sure true.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Teresa, I'm so glad that you had a chance to check in and let us know how it's going. I'm just delighted that we've had a transformation in the dogs and the life and all of that good stuff. And you, of course, can let me know, on the air, off the air, if we need to do some work for your daughter and the baby. There's got a great program for getting dogs ready to accept new babies and that sort of thing. So we might want to do a little phone thing so I can give you all that or something. But anyway, it might be worth talking because I got a house. How soon is your daughter due?
July.
Okay. So we got time. I got a program to get the dogs ready. So I've got an official get dogs ready for new baby program. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Just so you know.
I'll pass that on to her.
Okay. All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All righty. So we are good there, and I believe that we will next talk to Stacy and the Frenchies. But I believe that we need someone in the studio to mess with the dial so we can change from the phones to Stacy. And Nathan seems to be having a good time chatting away with somebody on the phone. So Nathan, are you paying attention to what's going on here on the air? Hello? Yeah, he doesn't seem to be paying. Doesn't look like he's paying attention, does it? I think I don't ever remember this happening, that he's been so involved with the conversation on the phone that he's spaced what's going on the air. Isn't that very good? Stacy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. So maybe we don't need him. Maybe that's why he's tuned. All right. Let's assume that we don't need Nathan. Let's not tell him that because he's not listening. But anyway, Stacy, what's going on? By the way, I understand our island girls having a little trouble with the snow and the cold and the ice. How are you doing?
I have to get into work every day. I can't just take a snow day or work from home. So with all the snow, and there was a bunch of accidents on 405 because I usually take 405 into downtown Seattle. One morning, all the lanes were closed because there was some big accident. So I had to drive all the way around Rainier get to Seattle. So that was a little challenging, but I got there. And anyway, people just drive too fast, I think, when it snows, and it drives me crazy. So anyway, glad it's done for a while. I just hope that's enough of that.
Well, you weren't here this morning. I woke up looked out. It had snowed again last night, and I'm buried again.
That's so crazy.
I've only had one night of no snow, and that was Friday night, and I thought the snow was over, but it's back. And it was totally, I'm totally buried and fogged in, although the fog is lifted.
Pictures from Nels, that looks crazy.
Wasn't that amazing how much snow he, he won the Who's Got the Most Snow contest. Yeah.
That's
I'm in second. So tell us, you have your two wonderful Frenchies, Tank, your older girl, and the Bagman. Oh, and Stacy, I have to tell you,
what's that?
Well, I did a session, maybe 2 weeks ago, something, and ended up with great clients, just a fabulous family, just one of those fabulous families, and they had I was there technically for their new puppy, Shepherd Husky mix puppy, but they had a 2-year-old Frenchie.
Ooh.
And I have to tell you, her name is Cha-Cha. And I have to tell you, she's the best Frenchie I have ever met.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. I tell you, Frenchies have been the bane of my existence for a while as a behavior therapist because they're so darn cute. They're always spoiled rotten. And by golly, they're a bulldog. And so.
My Tanky's pretty good.
Yeah, Tank is wonderful. She's an older therapy dog, so very well behaved and all that. Well, this is a 2-year-old that has got a body like a tank. I've never seen a Frenchie run so fast and play so hard, but sweet and listens and, just not the stubborn streak that with a lot. Yeah, easy. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I ran into a really fabulous Frenchie. And so anyway, how are your fabulous is Tank need anything, or is it just Bagman that needs? But what's going on with them?
I think she kind of did something to her back a few weeks ago because like she wouldn't walk up our little stairs in the backyard to go to the bathroom. She'd go down, but then she wouldn't walk up. And so gave her some of Baguette's anti-inflammatory from the time he got hurt. That seemed to help, but she still won't jump up like onto the couch. She waits and I have to pick her up, which is probably a better thing.
Now, have I told you about, do you know about Connectin?
I think you mentioned that before.
Because she's old enough. I have Robbie on it now and it changed his life. In addition to the best work and stuff that
they're
he
on
gets.
Like Dasiquin, which is like a chondroitin.
Sorry. Yeah, well, Connectin is better than any other supplement you can get, and even the expensive prescription stuff from vets.
Okay.
And it's made by a company called In Clover. It's called Connectin. It starts with a base of the glucosamine chondroitin, but then the kicker is 9 herbs at therapeutic levels. And it was created first for humans, but too many hoops to jump through. So they went animals. I think there are a lot of people that take this, but I can't tell you how many gazillions of dogs' lives we've saved with Connectin. Right. And Robbie's doing the same thing, not quite jumping on the bed anymore, that sort of thing. Thought, it's time for Connectin. Got him on it, running around like a puppy again. And whatever they're taking, I'm telling you, the Connectin is better. So just letting you know that. Anyway, looks like, and what about our little bag man? How's he doing?
He's fine. Nothing new quirky.
No new quirky behavior? But don't you have something coming up or
something?
Yeah,
they're both getting their teeth done.
That's it.
Monday.
So we need a little preparatory balancing for them to get their teeth done.
And then I'm having a little thing tomorrow, which is why I couldn't log in earlier. Because I have to eat, because now I'm not eating till tomorrow. So it's
That's got to be a little frustrating.
Well, that's okay. Just can't go to a Super Bowl thing. Just have to have some tea for my Super Bowl watching today.
Well, all right. So Dr. Nels is working on the Bagman and Tank. And we'll get them covered. We'll check in with him. But definitely, I think Linda needs to do something with you, Stacy. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
All righty, Linda, you take over.
All right, Stacy. It's good to see you.
Hi,
I'm going
to
have you just Really relax, close your eyes, think about a beautiful blue sky, and think about a place that you would really like to be, a place that would just provide you with everything that you'd like to feel right now. Just let yourself be there and notice how you feel as you're focusing on this place you'd like to be. And then setting that aside, focus on reliable. Reliable and the number three, your eyes are going to be closed, looking to the right, just rolling your closed eyes to the right. I'm going to have you exhale from the abdomen and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking reliable three.
All right, Stacy, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking over to your right. You taking a breath in and let it all out and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, taking a breath in and releasing it again whenever you need to, thinking reliable three, reliable three, reliable three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth. Letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that place you'd like to be back into your mind. And that is complete.
Yay.
And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of reliable.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of reliable.
Yes.
Got that, Stacy?
Got it. Sorry, Tank was boring.
Oh, is that Tank or
no,
Bags?
Oh,
it's our girl. Hey, Bagman. So cute.
What's his name?
All right. And Dr. Nels, you got a report on the Frenchies?
Yeah, they both need a little tune-up, but they really, I mean, actually, Tank needed a little bit more today with her recent situation, so... she got a good thorough tune-up, and Bags just needed a little touch-up. He didn't seem to be too out of whack. So
he wasn't, yeah. He's so funny at the barista now. Like, they talk to him, and they say, oh, he's so cute. And, like, two people, three people come to the window, and he just looks right at him. Doesn't
he doesn't get all barky and crazy anymore, huh?
Does not make a peep. It's so crazy. I always think, well, it's, too many people come up to the window, he might do something. Nope, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it seems with all his little quirky behavior, once Nels balances him after that, it's like it kind of goes away and doesn't come back. It's pretty amazing.
Amazing, yeah. So,
all right, well, hopefully they will do well with their dental work. And I would say, you know, if you have any concern after that, it might be a time to just touch base with Dr. Nels off the air.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you need to, after they've been at, and you too can, you know, check in with Linda if you need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, good luck with whatever you're doing tomorrow, and we'll think good thoughts for the Frenchies and their dental work. And thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you. Thanks, Nels. Thanks, Linda.
All right.
You bet.
And I hope you are do well not eating.
Yeah, I have drank my lots of tea. Lots of...
All right. God bless.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Martha.
All right there, Nathan. Oh, I'm well aware of the clock. And I tried to check in with you and deal with this, but I have to say it was the first time I think in history that you weren't aware of what of us, you were so involved in a phone conversation. So yes, we're behind advertising rise, but it wasn't for us not trying. Anyway. you want to just string everything together and do it all at once?
Yeah, let's go ahead and double up here.
Yeah, okay. So, Robin, Rainier, you hold on because you're next on the phones, but we got to catch up with our advertisers. So we're going to take care of that right now. We will come back and head to Rainier, and Robin's up next. So stay right where you are, everybody. More phone calls with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. The
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And we heard from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, general psychic gal, and personal readings. She will be here with us next week. It's the third Sunday. And mark your calendar so you can plan to call in with questions for me, personal reading with Natasha. We do behavior training and healing issues, and as well as having Natasha tune in. I hope you can join us next week. You can check Natasha out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. She's got a YouTube channel for her podcast. YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. And she does her podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, if you'd like to tune in for that. And of course, she's available for private readings. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And he always, as I do, he does a free telephone evaluation and would love to talk to you about your animal friends. And if he can help, you go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, tell him you want to talk, he'll arrange a phone call. Dr. Nels, is that the best way for people to get started with you?
Yeah, I much prefer going through the website because it gets people into my system in a way that I can actually keep track. I get enough calls and things that if somebody just calls me out of the blue, I've unfortunately occasionally dropped that ball. So
I hear you on that one.
Through the website.
All right. And then another great way to take advantage of all the great offerings that Dr. Nils has these days is to join the private membership group. And it just costs $10. And once you're a member of the group, then you get his wonderful newsletter every month, but can also take advantage of the free Zoom classes he's been doing, which are fabulous. Fun. And yeah. You got one of those coming up, don't you?
This Wednesday at 7:00, how to reset yourself. And while my Rasmussen reset webinar is really popular because we're helping people help their own animals, this one is for you. This is to help you get yourself reset. And sometimes you need more help from me or Linda to get yourself balanced thoroughly. But then this will help keep you in good shape. So it's a wonderful program, and it is free to members who've just signed up and paid their $10 fee. So we'd love to have you.
Yeah, and I've taken the class, and it's a great class. So, you know, our animals need to be reset. You know, their nervous systems need to be reset. Well, guess what? We've got a nervous system too, and we are mammals just like they are. And so all of this applies to us. And it really is a great workshop to learn how to do something for yourself to keep yourself in balance and so forth. So healingministryforanimals.com is where you start.
And if people want to get going on, if they want to attend this workshop and they're not a member yet, go to the website right now and just send me a little note saying, hey, I want to take that webinar, sign me up, and then I'll get you going on a membership and everything ASAP so we can get you in there by Wednesday.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds great because I think you have a limit as to how many you allow into the classes. So,
well, I try to keep the number of attendees to around 12 because there is a little bit of where I critique your ability to do certain things and make sure that you're actually following the plan the way I want you to get the best result. And so, yeah, I try to keep that attendance around a dozen.
Right. So if you're interested and you want to learn how to rebalance and reset yourself, your nervous system, then you want to join this free class. But you got to go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on that contact link. And then you can, just like Dr. Nils says, just tell him, I want to get into that free class on Wednesday. So what do I do? Or, you know, if you can't figure it out and how to join the membership group, then he can help you. But you want to make sure that you do it right away so he can get it all in place for Wednesday. All right. Sounds great. So we are headed back. We are going to Rainier and Robin. Robin, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nils Rasmussen.
Good morning. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you fine. What's going on, Robin?
Okay. I have, he's 3 years old now. I got him as a rescue, an insane sort of, get this dog, take care of this dog so that it doesn't end up being, euthanized. Some sort of $1,500 dog. I was given all these, parameters, whatever description from a, herding rescue that went belly up. So,
what kind of a dog is this?
We're looking at an American American Shepherd. Sorry,
American Shepherd.
American Shepherd, yeah. AKC's got a big long name. It's the mini.
And what's this dog's name?
This is Connie. Connie for confidence. That's what I felt he needed. So,
Connie, okay.
So Connie, yeah. So Connie,
how long have you had Connie?
Wow. Well, he was one, and now he's three.
Okay, so you've had him a couple of years. And what do you need help with at this point with him?
Wow. Connie was intact when I got him. Within the first 60 days, he was that was covered.
Neutered?
Did the old-fashioned get it all out of there, which I think...
it's not old-fashioned. So it's still state-of-the-art as you just remove those testicles.
Yeah, well... you know about the other, by the way, right? You know about the hormone-saving neutering?
Yeah, and if there's something new in that department, maybe, but I'm not a fan.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right. And I just thought I'd throw it out there, but let's go back to Con. So just very, very reactive when the woman, the rescue went to go get him. They met in front of this is just second-party information. They met in front of a Starbucks, and he was so insane. Bark, 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 bark. Trying to think if he... I guess he didn't bark and react, like bite, at that time. I don't know. I wasn't there. But,
well, this is when you got him. Okay, I'm looking at the clock, Robin, because we're coming up towards the top of the hour, so we need to kind of speed this up. I want to make sure that Dr. Nels can make a connection with Con here, so that he can start doing some work with him. Dr. Nels, what do you need to know about Con to get a connection?
Well, yeah. First of all, does he look like a German Shepherd? That's the an image really helps my brain connect.
You bet. Just imagine an Australian Shepherd, smaller.
Okay, Aussie, got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
this is
so like a mini Aussie is what he looks like.
That's a slang. You betcha. That's what they call
him. Okay.
American. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
All right.
What else can I tell you?
I'm going to start tuning in and getting some rebalancing going here.
He's pitch black, got a white spot.
Okay, great.
Black with a white. So that, okay, so Nils should be able to tune in with that. And so obviously you're having some aggression issues with this guy.
Very reactive, you bet. Completely insanity. I've worked with dogs forever and reactive dogs forever, and he takes the pot. I tried the gentle leader, tried to guide his nose, tried to I refuse to use pinch or
okay, hello, now Robin, forgive me because we're getting up towards the top of the hour, so I've got to be short and blunt with you.
Okay.
I've been, I'm a behavior therapist and dog trainer. I started training when I was in grade school, working professionally by the time I was 15. I'm now in my 70s. I have been doing this for decades and decades and decades.
Okay.
And majorly responsible for pushing the old world of dog training into the more positive world, but they've gone off the deep end. And honey, that's where you are. Well, a mini Aussie like you're describing, what you're describing is what I see him for all the time. And when you know what you're doing, that stuff can be knocked out immediately. Now, then you have to generalize and work through it. You're never going to do it with a general leader. You're not going to do it with what you're doing. You're going to have a change of attitude. That boy needs some powerful leadership. He needs rank busting. He needs impulse control. And then you can change the way he feels about stuff. So the beginning of that, Dr. Nels can help tremendously with this kind of stuff. And he's already tuned in to our convoy and working on him.
Okay.
And then we usually, Robin, and what I'll tell you too, I can help you a whole lot more with him. Now, if you're in Rainier, you're not really within my travel range and working with you privately, but I don't know if you heard the call earlier from the Doodles. We had serious aggression stuff going on in South Washington, and they have transformed dogs and family and everything, and I've only worked with them over the phone. So next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, so you could call in again next week and we could go into more detail, or you can contact me off the air. But for right now, what we normally do now would turn you over to Linda so she could do a session for you to get in sync with Khan here. Would you like a session with Linda?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. So, Linda, you're in charge. Robin is all yours.
Robin, hi.
Hi.
I'm gonna invite you just to think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve. Just bring that into your mind and focus on that, the number one thing.
The number one thing we're talking about with Connie, correct?
It doesn't need to have anything to do with Connie. It's when you think of your life, what's the number one thing?
Wow. Okay.
Just focus on that. Have you got something?
Yes.
Okay. Just focus on that and how you feel about it. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of consistency, which is about our timeless nature, consistency, and the number one. Your eyes are closed, and you're going to roll them up and to the right, thinking consistency one. And you're going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out while you're doing all of that, consistency one.
All right, Robin, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking consistency one, consistency one, consistency one.
Perfect. Robin, breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tip your head forward and look toward the earth, and then let your head come up to a comfortable place. And then bring that number one thing back into your thoughts and just focus on it again. And that is complete. And the affirmation that's going to be helpful right now is, I embrace the feeling of consistency. And as I said a moment ago, consistency is about the timelessness of us as beings, as spiritual, energetic beings. And so we're just going to repeat, I embrace the feeling of consistency.
All right, you got that, Robin?
I heard it.
Okay.
All righty, I embrace the feeling of consistency. And so, Dr. Nels, what did you learn about Khan?
Yeah, Khan had quite a bit of things that needed to be reset, but overall I could say it was a definite fight flight reset issue, which of course makes sense. And it's sometimes this is enough and sometimes there's more input required, where I get with people and guide them to touch the point, so there's sensory input into the brain as well. But we can see what's happening over, you know, the next week or so. And you may want to get a hold of me if things haven't really started to shift for him. But of course, as Martha was saying, he does need some help.
Well, and just so you know, Robin, Dr. Nels and I work on the same cases all the time. He's the best, or he and Linda, they're the best tools I've added to my toolbox in the last 20 years. He really can speed up the processing with him starting with Khan and start getting that nervous system reset. Because chances are, he was a year old before you got him. A lot of stuff went on in his life before you got him. And chances are, there was stuff that traumatized raised him. They're, you know, they're too smart and sensitive for their own good sometimes, these herding breeds. But that means his nervous system's probably been stuck. But Nels has started, you know, has reset that now. It sometimes takes a few times and more of a personal connection to really get that going. But with Nels taking care of that, see, then it's much easier for me to give you the tools you need to get that impulse control in there right now and get this under control. And I certainly can work with you off the air. I always do a free telephone evaluation off the air. So you can call me anytime. I'll talk to you for free on the phone, off the air, and we can discuss it. Or we can see how, you know, it goes with Khan this week after Nell's working on him, you doing your affirmation and keeping yourself balanced. And then you could call into the show next week and we could talk more about the behavior, because that's more what we do next week. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It does. Can you help me just one little thing? My affirmation, can you please repeat that? I've got my hands freed up that I can write it down. What was my affirmation, please?
I embrace the feeling of consistency.
I embrace the feeling of consistency.
Got it.
All right. All right, Robin, thanks for calling, guys. Animal World, and give me a call later or check in next week, okay?
Thanks to John, for making the suggestion to give me a call this morning. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Right.
Bye-bye. All righty, we are up against the top of the hour. We got to fire up that love train again and get on it, spread the love and light all around the country, around the world. It is definitely needed. I always, first of all, tell you that dancing is required. You don't get to opt out here. This is to get our energy up, juices flowing, and you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up in the love train and join us. And we're going to spread the love and the light all around the country, all around the world. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love trains coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.